Lesson 2 recap. So what did we learn in Lesson 2? Well, we went through a 15-step sequence to help you understand what each step in the sequence means and what is its primary objective. We also learned that Envision, while simple and highly effective and quick, is actually very complex in how all its parts work together. We recapped the steps of Envision, and then we learned that Envision works because our subconscious mind will accept all the steps in the sequence because of our original design, access to collective memory, as well as our eco-consciousness. We learned that when the unconscious is invited to deliver its message in the form of a bird, the effect is always inspired. We learned that birds have an amazing effect when reframing for the subconscious because of the way our nervous systems are hardwired, and at the most primitive memory, we expect a level of magic that defies our modern intellectual context. And we also learned that Envision will trigger a more recent collective truth that when we are high in the sky, we are far away from our starting point. The subconscious will always support an experience it already recognizes, even if it's in the mind. We also learned that we are capable of instantly finding relief, thereby changing our hormone response, changing our bodies, our emotions, influencing our actions, thoughts, and what we look for in the outer world to prove coherence. And that is the result of Envision. In Lesson 2, we also recognize that all the steps are important, but the real epiphany begins with the introduction of the bird symbolism. You were introduced to the concept as taught in ancient indigenous spiritual traditions, that the bird chooses you, thereby imbuing you with powerful energy to aid you in self-understanding and transformation. We went over the relationship between the bird, our ability to see from a high place, and the impact of spatial distance. And I gave you an example with a client. Then I asked you to interpret the session and give your opinions as if she was real. You also have some great home play to do as well to further your personal exploration of the process, exploring various potential internal landscapes and how your own language will begin to flourish. And you also got an extensive symbols list to help you find meaning, as well as adding some new elements like naming. So that's Lesson 2, Where Am I?